Now, if the object is the divine love in this process, then as opposed or as distinguished from what you are experiencing in the process of meditation, where different states of love arise one after the other and experience those different states of consciousness, here you directly experience the heart of God Himself. And you enjoy merely it by dwelling upon that heart of the Divine. The Divine is possessed by you. Now, Sri Aurobindo says further, if this be the process followed, then subsequently the state into which we rise must still be called down to take possession of the lower being, to shed its light, power and bliss on our ordinary consciousness. Once you have caught hold of the Divine Himself, then you allow the divine light, divine joy, divine power to come down in our lower consciousness. For otherwise, we may possess it, as many do, in the elevated condition or in the inward samadhi, but we shall lose our hold of it when we awake or descend into the context of the world. And this truncated position is not the aim of the integral yoga. When you go up, you can hold divine. When you come down, divine is lost, and you fall into the trap of the world as it is. That is a truncated experience. One leg upward, one leg downward. But here you come fully, even the lower leg is also uplifted and remains uplifted all the time. Now Sri Aurobindo speaks of a third process, a process which is neither of concentrated meditation or of contemplation, but another process. Let us read it. We had only thought of contemplation, but it is better to finish now all the three processes, so we know very clearly how the three processes of concentration stand in our consciousness clarified. Once you know these three processes, you have known all that is to be known about concentration. It's a complete science which Sri Aurobindo has given in one page. Complete science of concentration. People have written books on this subject. In one page Sri Aurobindo has given the complete statement of what is concentration. So without reading so many books, you just read this page again and again. You will understand it better and better as you experience more and more. Very often these words do not convey much meaning to us because we haven't got the experience of it. But the more we do it, the more we shall experience and the more we shall understand. Now comes the third process. A third process is neither at first to concentrate in a strenuous meditation on the one subject, nor in a strenuous contemplation of the one object of thought vision, but first to still the mind altogether. There is neither a subject nor the object. You just still the mind, make it quiet. Sometimes this is more difficult than the other two processes. But sometimes it is much easier. You don't have to make any strenuous movement of meditation or contemplation. Just be quiet. And after that quietude, you see that there are no ripples of thought, no waves of thought. And the mind sits absolutely still. And dwell upon it. That is also a concentration. Now this may be done by various ways. One is to stand back from the mental action altogether. Not participating in, but simply watching it until tired of its unsanctioned leaping and running, it falls into an increasing and finally an absolute quiet. Now there are three things to be considered here. You can stand back from the mental action. That is to say, there is a mental action going on. This mental action which is going on is quite a noisy affair of a market. It is as if we are in a bazaar in which there is hustle and bustle and a tremendous amount of activity going on. So imagine that you are in a bazaar in which lots of currents are going on. Then you stand back. You experience as if, even though there is a movement of bazaar, you are only watching it. You do not participate in the movement of thinking. It is like going to a market in which you are constantly being attracted by this sight or that sight. This shop or that shop, beautiful objects lying around, you are attracted to buy this or to buy that. This is what we are constantly about. Our entire mind movement is like going to a market in which we are constantly being lured by various sights and calls and sounds and things and objects of various kinds. And constantly you are judging, this is right, this is not right, good, bad, I don't like this, I don't like that. All this marketing going on. Now imagine, however, that although you are in a market, you decide now that you are not going to buy anything. You are only watching. You are only a witness in the market. You stand apart. And you see hustle, bustle, everything that is going on. Now this is a very important step in which you stand back from the mental activity. That is to say, there is in you somebody who can stand back. This whole psychology is based upon the perception that there is something in you which can withdraw from the market of the mind and which can watch without taking interest in what is going on. This is the process that Swami Vivekananda very much suggested to many people. Even Sri Aurobindo, in some of his letters on yoga, he has recommended this process. When you do not want to meditate, you do not want to contemplate, then this is a very easy process. you just stand back from the mental turmoil. And then, even that market in which you are engaged or even watching, you will find that even that market will fall quiet. And this will enable you to experience yourself as different from the market altogether. And a great quietude will automatically enter into you. To be seated in that quietude is a state of concentration.